Bill Flores joins us. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Scott. Great to be on News Talk 1620 with you today.
You going to be at the ball game Saturday?
Yes, I am. I'll be a little late, but I will be there.
All right. Well, you know, they don't always start on time.
Well, that's what I've heard. My brother-in-law bought tickets, and he was not aware of the SEC rules, so he stepped out during the rain delays and didn't get back in. So yeah. He got to have some Mexican food and go back home.
There you go. Okay. All right. So let's talk Congress back in session. You've been in session now for a couple of days. Any actions taken this week you want to tell us about?
Yes, we've got three that we've done so far, actually two that we've done so far, and we've got some other things coming up. The first thing is that many of our listeners know that the EPA is trying to regulate every water puddle as a water of the United States under the Clean Water Act. They don't have the authority to do that, so we passed H.R. 5078 that rolls that back. Now, hopefully, I don't know if there's any chance that'll go to the Senate or not, but at least we put our stake in the ground to protect the American people from the EPA. We also passed a resolution yesterday to condemn the president's failure to follow the law in the Bergdahl prisoner swap. Today we'll have a bill from Bill Cassidy out of Louisiana that is the Employee Health Care Protection Act, which basically follows the promise the president said, if you'd like your health plan, you can keep it. Well, this has to do with employers and employees and a company like their health plan, then they should be able to keep it. And then tomorrow, there's a good chance we'll vote on a continuing resolution to fund the government beginning October 1st, probably through mid-December.
Okay, so that gets that would get you over the election hump, in other words.
That's correct. And then the next bite at the apple would be sometime in the lame duck session.
All right, well, let's talk about that just a little bit. First, obviously, there's always a talk about let's not pass the continuing resolution, let's shut down the government. Ted Cruz certainly was a point man on that last time. Tell me basically the feelings right now. How large is that contingent that would still want to shut down the government?
Well, I am not aware of anybody that wants to shut the government down. I do know that there are a handful of Democrats. Well, let me rephrase that. There are a lot of Democrats that are sort of baiting the Republicans into having a fight and shutting the government down because that's a political fight the Republicans lose right before the election, so that wouldn't be a good idea. So to the best of my knowledge, there are very, very few, if any, Republicans in the House or Senate that are talking about shutting it down. And again, that would be just a really bad decision to make at this point in time. We've already agreed on top-line numbers to fund the government, and that's part of the Ryan Murray budget deal. And so we don't need to have a lot of drama on this right now. The American people don't want any drama with respect to shutting the government down.
Bill Flores joining us from D.C. Well, let's talk a couple of bullet points. Now, one of the things is you're going to continue to fund the Import-Export Bank. What does that mean to Joe America?
Well, the Export-Import Bank is a federal agency that was set up several decades ago to help provide low-cost financing to U.S. companies that export products overseas. So, for instance, when Boeing sells an airliner to, let's say, to an Eastern European country, that Eastern European country may decide to take advantage of this low financing package. I don't like the Ex-Im Bank because it basically picks winners and losers, and there is some exposure to the taxpayer on it. And I think somewhere down the road, in the near future, we need to terminate the Ex-Im Bank. But I think, on the other hand, before you do that, there should be some actions we take so that we make sure that there's a level playing field, because virtually every foreign country that has any kind of an export machine, like China, Japan, India, and most of the European countries, have similar agencies to do the same thing. So if what I would recommend that we do is we do three things. One is pass trade agreements that say that no country could use export finance. And then secondly, in order to make American companies more competitive, let's have tax reform for American corporations so we go from having the worst tax system in the world to have one of the better ones. And then we need to pass regulatory reform to get the regulatory overreach that's going on throughout the economy out of the headwinds of American job creators. If we did those things, then I think that's the perfect time at that point to kill the Ex-Im Bank.
Okay, also within the continuing resolution, there appears to be no funding for any kind of border-related issues. Your thoughts there?
Well, that's a problem. I would like to see some funding to deal with the border crisis. The problem is that you don't. If we gave more money, then the president would get to use it however the heck he wants to. And I don't think most Americans are comfortable with his competency to use that money the way that we'd want to use for border security. And so until we get the policy right, I don't think that we need to provide more money. So if we can get the Senate to look at something like the border crisis bill that the House passed right before the August work period, then I think that you could go ahead and say, okay, here's the money that goes with that policy. But until the policy is passed, I don't think that we need to provide the president any more money, because he'll just divert it to some other use that the American people are not comfortable with.
Bill Floor is with us this morning from D.C. Of course, the president briefed Congress, members of Congress, yesterday on the address that he'll make to the nation tonight at 8 o'clock. Basically, an overview. What can you tell us than that?
Well, I don't know what was said during the meeting, because only the four primary congressional leaders went to that meeting. I'm hoping to hear from Speaker Boehner today on what the president shared in terms of his strategy. I will tell you this. I am, as a member of Congress representing 17th District, most of my constituents want to stop ISIS. And most of them are comfortable with using whatever means it takes to stop them. I think the part that causes all of this some queasiness, though, is, do we trust the president to be able to execute this well? Because he doesn't have a good track record when it comes to national defense or to foreign policy. And so I think when we start to debate this in Congress, or at least in the House, we're going to say, okay, yes, we're fine with going after ISIS, but this is where we want, how we want the president to do this. Here are the general principles we want you to follow, and hopefully we can provide some oversight over the way that the president uses the treasure of the United States, if you will, to go after this terrible problem. You know, if the president had done a better job in foreign policy and in national defense in the past, I don't think we'd be having this issue. But most Americans don't trust his competency in this area, so I think Congress is going to have to work really hard so that we get this right. We want to stop and basically wipe out this ISIS organization, but at the same time, we need to make sure we do it in a well-thought-out manner.
And I'd plug again the Wall Street Journal op-ed piece yesterday with Ryan Crocker, who obviously knows a lot about the area, that you can see in the Wall Street Journal. And, of course, he's dean of the Bush School. Finally, Fox News has said about 10 minutes ago that the president is expected to call for arming moderate Syrian opposition forces. Your thoughts there?
I'm uncomfortable getting involved. I mean, the reason we have ISIS today is because the president worked with some other countries to destabilize Syria a little over a year ago. You know, initially he wanted to start the war in Syria and go over there and start dropping bombs, and Congress said, no, not, we just don't think that's a good idea. Well, anyway, he worked with other countries to destabilize it, and so in the vacuum and chaos that followed destabilized Syria, ISIS arose. And so I'm uncomfortable going in and arming any particular group, because I just don't think that the administration is smart enough to pick who's really on our side and who's not. And so my opinion is that we're going to have to find a different way to do this that doesn't involve somehow creating a situation where you have a further destabilized Syria. And I think putting the arms in the hands of Syrians is just a bad idea. And so I would be against that, again, because I just don't think the president's got the competency to do this well. And most Americans, I mean, if you look at all the polling today on what people think about the president's foreign policy and his domestic policy, everybody, he's just got a big F in all of them. And there's just no reason to give him more precious American resources to screw something up.
Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Appreciate you visiting with us this morning, Bill.
You bet, Scott. Good to talk to you. We have difficult times in this country today, and so I'd ask all Americans to renew their prayers for our country and for our military men and women and our first responders.
Certainly. Thanks for the time.